Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. The Lord says, "Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord." I wonder what you boast about. What are the things that give you most pride and pleasure? For many people, it's their family. For others, it's their education, their achievements, their influence, or their wealth. Almost certainly, the answer to the question will be found in the things that you are keenest to talk about when you have a chance. You just can't wait for the opportunity to talk about these things that mean so much to you. In these verses, God was not saying that wisdom, power, and riches were bad. There is much that can be very good about all three, but they should never take pride of place in our lives. All three of them are of passing significance. But the Lord is different. Our knowledge of him is something with enduring importance. The Bible constantly invites us to reflect on our lives and the way in which we think. Every day we're under pressure from all directions. Our family, friends, work, church, hobbies, to say nothing of the media, are all seeking to shape our thinking. Jeremiah's passionate desire was that the people of God should correctly order their thinking and put him first. The fact that they refused to do so was an agony for him, because he knew the destructive consequences of their decision. He longed that they should start focusing their lives on the Lord and bragging only about him. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he spoke about the way in which God turns all our human thinking upside down. Greek society was impressed by great wisdom, but God doesn't work in that way, he reminded them. Paul reflected that there is no basis on which we can ever boast in the presence of God. Agreeing with the words from Jeremiah, he wrote this, "If you want to boast, boast only about the Lord." Let me pray with you. Loving Father, forgive us for those times when we boast about things of temporary importance. Teach us how to boast of what you have done. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.